Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Kenai Senior Center received a $5,000 donation from Ray and Yenti Vergen, who regularly participate at the Senior Center and have previously donated numerous times. Ray and Yenti Vergen were introduced and thanked for their donations.
It's my pleasure to introduce Ray and Yenti Vergen and our regulars at the Kenai Senior Center.
So I just wanted to say thank you on behalf of the council and the city of Kenai. Thank you for that donation. It's very, very much appreciated.
Ray and Yenti Vergen requested the funds be designated as follows: $2,000 towards the Congregate Meal Program, $1,000 towards the Home Delivered Meal Program, $1,000 towards transportation services, and $1,000 towards senior activities. The donations will help further the mission of the Kenai Senior Center. Solana High School Principal Sergeant Truesdale has been named the Alaska Association of Secondary School Principals Region 3 Principal of the Year for 2023. Principal Truesdale has served as the principal of Solana High School, the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, for the last 3 years. AASSP sponsors regional and statewide Principal of the Year recognition awards to honor the educational leaders who play such a pivotal role in student success. They may be nominated by anyone: students, staff, parents, district office staff, or principal peers, with awards finalized by AASSP members in their region. Regional Principals of the Year are eligible to be in the running for the statewide Alaska Principal of the Year. Principal Truesdale is described as a problem solver, always looking for ways to solve issues that affect students and staff at Soldana High School. This year, he worked with staff to include intervention courses and brought in learning loss aids to help fill gaps following the pandemic. Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Superintendent Clayton Holland said Mr. Truesdale is innovative and works with his staff to develop their strengths to deliver a solid education that has a strong focus on college and career readiness. Soldana High School Assistant Principal Tabitha Blade shared, despite his many years in education, Principal Truesdale's fire for education burns as bright as ever. She added he's a positive and enthusiastic advocate for all he leads. Superintendent Holland congratulated Principal Truesdale, saying everything he does as the principal of Soldana High School is done to support his students and staff and create a culture of high expectations, care, and acceptance for everyone. He added, "We are all very proud that he's being recognized as the 2023 Region 3 Principal of the Year." The family of a Czech billionaire who died in a heliskiing crash in Alaska in 2021 says in a lawsuit that he survived the impact but succumbed to his injuries in the hours between the crash and when rescue personnel arrived. The lawsuit filed at Alaska State Court recently on behalf of the family of Petir Kellner alleges negligence and seeks punitive and other damages. Kellner, at the time of his death, was the richest man in the Czech Republic. The lawsuit names his defendants Solo Helicopters, Triumvirate LLC, which owns and operates Trudillo Mountain Lodge, and Third Edge Alaska LLC, which was doing business as a heli-skiing guide service, but administratively dissolved last year. Five people died in the crash in the Chugach Mountains 21 miles southeast of Palmer in one of the deadliest heli-skiing aviation accidents in North America, according to the Anchorage Daily News. The sole survivor, Czech snowboarder David Horvath, is separately suing the lodge over injuries he suffered. Palmer's about 45 miles north of Anchorage. Horvath's attorney, Tracy Knudsen, said Kellner and a guide lived through the impact but died before the rescuers arrived. A final crash report from the National Transportation Safety Board is expected later this year, the agency's Alaska chief said. A solo representative declined to comment to the newspaper. Triumvirate, in a statement, declined to comment on the litigation. Triumvirate LLC said its employees again expressed condolences to the families who lost loved ones and to the survivor who was injured in the helicopter crash, the statement said. More at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.